What do you love, Rip?
Pain!
What is pain?
Pain! It's not a pleasant sensation. Occurring very degrees of severity. As it all spreads out. Injury, disease, or emotional distress.
How much you want?
I want some more. Give me some more. A whole lot more.
As you guys are well aware, I was a recon marine, am a recon marine. I'm still not sure how that works. But you guys have been asking because of my history and my knowledge and Josh and I's knowledge in the strength conditioning realm of training, we developed the Recon Prep. Now, real quick, a little story, and I think I'm gonna try to make a phone call here and see if he'll answer. My prep was like the Marine Corps style, like lift a ton of weights, run all the time, and then don't quit. Figure out a way to do your best and train and be strong and fast and just not quit. So I had the opportunity to take a screening during in 96, actually. It was like 2 degrees outside, and took the screening and I passed. Actually, I took the screening with a bunch of guys that I ended up kind of being with my entire career, which was awesome. It was such a great screening that Marine Corps Times was there, and I paid a lot for this in my career. But when I was finishing my 500 meter swim, I was coming up out of the water. And I was like right there, I was like coming up and I was like sprinting towards the finish, and I could almost touch the edge of the pool, which would stop my time for the 500 meter. And there was a guy with a camera and he was just like, photo finish. That picture followed me the rest of my career, and I have it hanging in my office in the gun room back there. Funny story is when we started RIP, they came out with the picture, and I immediately blamed it on a buddy of mine, Dan New, who I'm gonna call right now and see if he answers.
Nicholas, what are you doing, Bubba?
What's up, man? I'm making a video, so I'm recording this right now, about prepping for recon. I wanted to tell a story with you.
Oh, God.
So I just told them the whole thing about like us taking our screening and then my little photo finisher.
Yeah.
And then on day one of RIP, where one of the instructors came out with the photo and said, "Who is this?" And I immediately blamed it on you. I said, "That was him."
Yeah. Thanks, buddy. Thanks.
You did so. You're such a great runner, though. I felt like you could take the slack for the both of us.
Yeah, but you were so good in the pool. And they tried to drown me in the pool.
So Dan and I were stupid. So we showed up in like April, right? And RIP didn't start till like June. Is that right?
Yes.
So we showed up two months early, and we were on this guy's like running program, basically, where you just run. What were we doing? Like 9 miles a day or something?
The first week we ran 3.5, 4, 5, 7, and 9.5
every day.
Well, those were the runs.
Those
were the runs.
By the end of the, I don't know if it was the end of the week that week or the second week, but like I got to where like I literally was like running myself shitty, literally.
Yes. I remember we were in the Nissan.
The Nissan.
We were in your truck, and we were talking about, like, oh my God, we need to pay attention, because we were driving to, like, I don't remember, we were driving somewhere to go haze ourselves, and you were like, oh, we were leaving, and we had to, like, zing back into the parking lot to go to the bathroom again. I can't, you know, I got my kids sitting here with me.
Yeah, I got you.
But you're like, and I was like, ah, God, you almost hit some PMO cat. He's like, it's all right. They stop us. We'll just say, I'm sorry, sir. We have literally been run shitty.
Dude, it was bad. It was so bad.
Yeah, it was running so, we ran so much that we could not, like, we couldn't control our bowels.
That's,
or rather, it was like we were eating beans every night or something. It was horrible.
And we did that for 2 months before RIP even started. I was actually glad that RIP had started so that we didn't have to like continue to run and PT that way.
Yeah, that was. I mean, it just kind of goes back to you know, how it used to be, and how one of the good things, one of the few good things that, in my opinion, is that now your training is standardized.
Yeah, well, that you're training more like an athlete than just like total haze fest all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, in my opinion, I think that it should be more that what they do now is more like, you know, it's more like an athlete, where it's not like you have to put up with a bunch of crap too, because you really have to, you know, you have to really want to be there.
Well, I'll tell you what, as bad as the training might, the physical and conditioning training might have been, it definitely made you tough, didn't it? You had to be tough to be there.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know, because you got guys now that are like, you know, they're just like physical specimens, but maybe they're not. I mean, God, you like think about the things where we did where in ARS, like just the E&E run. I mean, God, I don't care how fit you are, you know, and the fit guys.
That's not, yeah, it's not really about being fit. That's just about turning your brain off and just enjoying some suck.
Yeah, it's about being hard, because when fitness become, you know, stops becoming a factor, then what?
Right. Right.
Then what? Then you got, you know, a ninja that is dead weight.
Right.
You know, this tough guy carried a 60-pound ruck into the bush, and he can't handle it anymore. So now you've got to carry this big, huge tough guy, and or this big, huge ninja and his 60-pound ruck out with you. You know,
and we saw that happen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, I mean, look at what's his face, the high school quarterback kid.
No name.
He was a specimen, man. I mean, he like just sprint everywhere.
Crumbled under the pressure.
Yeah, like I can't do this anymore. Like I'm just not. No, I can't do it. Like, oh yeah.
So.
Good thing that it's more than just physical. You know?
I'm going to talk a little bit about RIP, but like I personally think that our RIP was harder than ARS.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like I think it definitely, like, you know, I, like by the time I got to ARS, I was like, oh wow, okay, this is not so bad.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. I feel the same. I'd say probably the difference that yes, it did like easier, but it was more tech, you know, actual school, like ARS was like more technical, like you had to
learn your actual skill.
Yes, you had to actually be more skilled, which is something you saw when all of us older, more experienced guys, you know, where we could deal with the stress and the learning at the same time, you know, where I think what all of us graduated, didn't we? Did we lose anybody at ARS?
Out of our crew, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think.
There's only 14 people that graduate our class.
Yeah, what I think 12 of them were for us.
Yeah,
right.
I'm pretty sure there were 12 from second. Yeah, good times, man. So if you were gonna give somebody on a physical advice, like I'd say mental, because like I'm gonna talk about the physical, but like what would your, if somebody's going to BRC these days, what would your piece of advice be for them?
Mentally or physically or both?
Both. You just drop the hammer.
Physically, I would say train as smart as you can. Train as hard intelligently as you can. Going on ruck runs? Yeah, no. Why? Why do it? No. Yes. Go on a few ruck runs. Of course. You know, hump with a pack. Of course. I mean, you should be at the point where you can, you know how to hump. You know, if you're
right.
In engineers, infantry, any kind of people where you have to hump with the grunts, don't worry about humping. You should learn how to run with a ruck, but I wouldn't necessarily make it part of my regimen.
Right, and we talk about that in our training, about how we have ruck times, and we do it more along the lines of the way we did it at MARSOC, and not so much of just like, let's strap 45 pounds and go for 10-mile runs with it. That's retarded. Now, when you need to run with a ruck, you have that capability because you've trained to a certain standard. So when you need to turn the gas on, you turn it on. But, you know, it's not something that you train to all the time. You train around that.
Exactly. That's a good way to say it. You train around that.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, train to go fast. Do everything fast.
What's your, as far as your, what about mental? What about these kids? These kids these days that think they're just going to go in there and crush BRC.
Wow, mental. That is really, really hard, to be honest with you. In my opinion, it's something that you kind of have or don't have. But
I agree. You gotta wanna be there past the pain. If you let the pain get caught up, if you get caught up in the pain and you're thinking about quitting, then you really don't want to be a recon Marine.
Yeah, I would say the easiest way to prepare yourself mentally would have to be things like that somebody else makes you do.
Right.
You know, like you need to say you have outside planning and you do that. The classic, the absolute classic. You're going on a long run, right? And
yep.
It's horrible. And run right by the finish line and keep on going. And then run right by the finish line again. And then run right by the finish line a third time. You know, like stuff like that. Like, hey, you have, you know.
You want to stop. Yeah, you want to stop, right.
Yeah, E&E type situations where, you know, you go on a patrol. Oh, hey, guess what, buddy? You know, you're not getting picked up. You're not getting picked up. You're not getting picked up. You know, follow-on mission type stuff.
Well, thanks, Danny boy.
Sure, anytime, brother, anytime.
We need to catch up on life stuff, but it's good talking to you.
All right.
Later, bro.
Later, brother.
Yeah, bye. So there you have it, man. That's probably one of the most toughest dudes that I know. I was strong, and I could run, and I could do all those things, but I would say it wasn't my physical prowess that got me there, and it wasn't my physical prowess that kept me there. It was just not quitting and always putting forth the effort. Now, granted, of course, everybody there was like, I say that it wasn't my physical prowess, but I mean, I was a cut above the rest of the Marine Corps, but there were guys in there that were way past me, and there were guys that I went through RIP and ARS with that were way better than me physically, but they didn't make it. So that says something. Now, my PFTs, to give you an idea, were always 280 or above. I hovered between 280 and 290 based off what we were doing. And so that's where I was in the Marine Corps PFT scale, to give you an idea. But again, it doesn't meet all the standards. And I cannot stress that enough. If I would do it over again, training over again, it would be completely different. And I would do a lot more of this style of training of what Dan was talking about. And he hasn't even seen this, but you know, we know he knows where we're at on it. But it's really more about training smart and thinking of yourself as a tactical athlete, not just a Marine. If you haven't seen the video, go watch The Difference Between Recon and Raiders that I did. I think it's over 1 million views now. And it talks about what it takes to get into everything. So now you don't really go into RIP. There's a pre-BRC at BRC that prepares you for. So if you make it through that and you actually get class up at a BRC class, you have a much higher rate of making it through because they've washed everybody out at pre-BRC, which was our recon indoctrination platoon, which we call RIP. And that was ran by a unit, which was horrendous. But it made ARS a lot nicer. So that's my training story. It was always interesting. We had a good time. It sucked a lot, but we had a lot of good times going through that. And it is some of the best times of my life, even though it was also the worst times of my life. But now I want to talk to you about this book and properly training for recon.